Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to give us a call at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080.
Hello everyone, this is Matt with Learn About Law. And in this video, I'm going to demystify the process of getting a divorce in Wisconsin. Venturing into the world of divorce is never an easy journey. And understanding how the whole process unfolds can seem like trying to navigate a labyrinth. So today we are going to walk you through the critical stages of the divorce process in Wisconsin, factors that might affect its duration, and some tips to make the process smoother and perhaps a little quicker. So what's the starting point? Well, you kick off by filing for divorce. This action initiates a minimum of a 120-day waiting period. Now, this isn't a time to twiddle your thumbs. Instead, it's designed to allow both parties to negotiate and resolve all divorce-related matters before the final decree is issued. Of course, the length of the entire process can depend on numerous factors like the complexity of your case, your chosen dispute settlement approach, and the court's workload. Now, you're probably wondering what's the difference between a contested and uncontested divorce. Well, in an uncontested divorce, both parties agree on all issues: child custody, asset division, spousal support, you name it. This agreement can speed up the process. On the other hand, contested divorces may require a trial if the parties can't find common ground, thereby prolonging the process and making it more costly. One crucial aspect of the divorce process is the implementation of temporary orders. These short-term rules aim to stabilize families during the divorce proceedings, covering things like child custody, spousal support, and property division. These orders can really help smooth out the transition for everyone involved. Another significant part of the process is discovery and information sharing. This step involves both parties collecting the necessary information for negotiating a settlement or preparing for trial if an agreement can't be reached. It's like laying out all of your cards on the table, so everyone knows what they're dealing with. Mediation and negotiation are also essential in the Wisconsin divorce process. These strategies allow the parties to find common ground and reach agreements without going to trial, a process that can save time, reduce stress, and even cut costs. Children are always a crucial factor in any divorce process. In Wisconsin, child custody support and placement discussions often help shape the course of the proceedings. The golden rule is always putting the best interest of the child first, which is why open communication and negotiation are so important in these matters. Then we have financial considerations and property division, which can sometimes cause a few headaches. Wisconsin follows the community property rule, which assumes an equal division of all marital property. Still, the exact split can be adjusted based on several factors, including the marriage duration, the earning potential of both parties, and even the age and health of the parties. All right, we've covered a lot of ground here, but remember, you don't have to go this process alone. Legal counsel can provide invaluable guidance and support, ensuring the process runs as smoothly as possible. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hi again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please don't hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Book online or call us at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Wisconsin. Thanks again for watching.